because when you look at it, when you look at it as it is, which is what you said the other day, it's very easy for someone in an abused relationship to go back. But I loved him, but I trusted him. And nobody says she has to be a role model.
Okay, I'm just going to say this one more time.
We don't know.
That we don't know the circumstances under which Rihanna was hit.
They are being investigated.
They are being investigated. Yes, and so before we sort of keep making it sound like she's gone back to her abuser, We don't know what happened.
I know that we know. I just think there's a lot of young girls out here who are assuming, and I feel like, you know, there's a lot of young girls out here who feel like I can go back because I can change them if I love them enough. And we don't know what happened, but I think a lot of young people are assuming, and they're looking at this, and this is a very important
It goes back to that, but it also goes back to sometimes you can't just jump to conclusions.
Well, we saw her face.
I know we saw. Well, you know what? Another girl could have done that. We don't know the circumstances, is all I'm saying.
And
well, maybe he is an angry guy. I mean, that doesn't, you know, because he yells and gets in her face. Right. I don't know that he hit her.
Right.
So I'm not going to assume, you know, that he did it, because God knows. Pictures of all of us have been places, and we think, wait a minute, that's not what that is.
And I'm glad it's just an anger management class, because this is a boy, he's 19 years old. He just said a few years ago that he thought he would be in prison because he watched his stepfather abuse his mother. Mm-hmm. So he just came out of a home where he saw abuse all the time. And then he became a superstar. So I'm glad he's in anger management class.
I'm just saying, when you do the math, you see the photo, he's in anger management, makes an apology, you kind of start.
It's just an easy assumption.
Let us hope that something good comes out of this, because we've been talking about it every day.